Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
And we're back. Another week. Welcome back to Cooling Out.
Woo. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Kev.
Sissa Sal.
Okay. Little Sizzle remix.
Yeah. Salsa Sal.
Let me see. Nah, that shit ain't for me. I'm just Rel. I ain't got no flavor.
Yes, you do, nigga. Yes, you do. Don't do that.
Oh, man. What's up, guys? How's you guys' week been so far?
Kev.
It's been a tough one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a tough one. Mm. Yes.
Kev has that look on his face.
Yeah, it's been
already.
A tough one.
Yeah. You look defeated.
It's been a tough one.
Okay. We know what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say the same. I second that.
Yeah.
Do you see what time I got here?
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
And that was me being like I still have to go into work early as fuck tomorrow to finish it.
What time do you usually go?
When I'm on my nigga shit? Like 8:30.
That well, nigga shit is after 9.
I mean, that's nigga shit there. For my demands, yeah. But on a regular day, maybe like 7:30, 8. If I,
you're good, man.
Yeah. But 8:30, that's when people start looking at you. You're strolling, put your head down, your headphones in. Don't say good morning, nothing.
Acting like
just
you
log
late.
On and just start doing shit. Just put your head down and start typing.
So it's not 9 to 5?
Who?
No, ooh. You guys can't.
I don't even know. Maybe not since college.
Nah, I mean, there's days like where I come in at 9 and it's like whatever, but it's also like they know I was there the night before till like 8, 9, 10. So then it's like, all right, whatever, cool. And as long as your shit's done, then it's whatever. But it's really like I have so much shit to do, and because I'm going to Charlotte this weekend, I'm not gonna go to work on Friday nor Monday.
So you stay extra.
And I ain't answering an email.
Nah, I hear you on that.
Not one. So I'm like, yo, let me just make sure I get all this shit done. Like Thursday, I'm probably gonna stay there stupid late. Don't care, cause Friday and Monday,
you're out of there.
I don't work here no more.
I hear you, man.
I'm glad.
Enjoy that vacation.
We all work 8:30, 7:30. I get in at 7:30 too.
Quarter to 8. Yeah.
Yeah.
We working.
That should sound early when you say it.
It does.
But I mean, like I just get up every day at that time, so I'm just like, whatever. But when I think about it, like if I'd have said that a couple years ago, I'd be like, what the fuck? you gonna talk about what time?
We had trouble getting the 7:30 classes.
Yeah, I had one 7:30 class and I showed up at 8:15.
That's so true. Damn.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. Now look at us. Adults.
That's when I was bold. I used to just, like that classroom was in, is it Sullivan Hall? Was that starts with an S?
Yeah.
Sullivan Hall. And it had two doors, the front door and the back door. My ass. I used to always walk in the front door like while he was lecturing and just walk down the aisle, even though my seat was all the way in the back. Just didn't give no fuck.
Dare you say something. Yeah, try me.
Huh? You know what time this class is? You know I won't go be here. 8:15. Walking in like I play basketball. Didn't give a fuck.
He must be on the team.
Just didn't care. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's true.
How's your week, man?
It's whatever. Works whatever. I stopped going in at 7:38 because I've been hearing shit lately.
What shit?
No, so I was telling Kev before you got here, like, if they hear it, whatever. Apparently, like, since I have asthma, I don't come in. I used to come in 7:30, 8, but with my asthma, I'll come in 9:30 sometimes. Like, I'll take my time in the morning. I'm not rushing.
Yeah.
And I also have a child that I have to, like, walk outside. Walk back in, chewy. So it's like I sometimes. Oh no!
I was like, since when?
Y'all should know this already. But yeah, I've been coming in a little bit later, so like this new HR lady's been on top of me, just like, why are you coming in late? What's your schedule? I'm like, 9 to 5, but I've been coming in since I started 7:38 to 6:07.
Yeah.
So apparently she complained to my boss, like, oh, his time is inconsistent. And I was like, all right, that's no problem. My time is gonna be real consistent. 9 to 5. Like, that's it. I don't need to stay. Like, it's not something we all don't need to stay. But when you hear that little like chit chat for like when you working your ass off, I was just like, here we go again.
That's when you create expectations for them, though. Because yeah. like when I first started working there, they didn't say 9 to 6. They was like, oh, you know, we try to get in. It was like, we get in around 9, and then, you know, 6-ish, 7-ish, you know, we get out. We like to leave things for tomorrow. Things can be done tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then, like, the first week or so, I was showing up at, like, 7:45, 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kept doing that shit. So now it's like I feel guilty if I come in at 8:30 because, like, she won't say nothing, but I can sense the side eye. Like,
Yeah.
It is like, but I created that expectation for her. Like, yeah. I came in stupid early and I stay, for the most part, stupid late. So it's like, I create that expectation for you.
Yeah. That's what bothered me. I was just like, damn, I suck at myself.
Yeah.
But
you got more free time. You're working as you should.
Yeah. No, there's no rushing now in the mornings. I just take my time. I wake up at 6:15 every day. No rush no more. I just look at the sun. I smile a little bit. Ever since I forgot who said it. One of our guests said it. That's gonna be sad. But he's like, you start your morning off. It was probably Shav. You start your morning off doing something you like, and then the whole day you feel like you accomplished something.
Oh, Dex.
That was Dex. So I actually started doing that. Like, I started maybe.
Oh yeah, Shirley was Dex. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it was Shav or Dex. Nah, they both Dex said.
Say, well, he wakes up and he like writes.
Like
but
4
o'clock in the morning or some shit.
I started doing that. I started going on the computer doing graphic stuff in early in the morning, and then I'll head out like 8. I'll get to work in an hour. I'll stay a little bit later, but so far so good.
Savage Rye. Said, oh, that's word? Alright, 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Don't you worry.
Not I'll a minute consistent. Sooner. And I'll wait till 8:59. I'll be like, because I know the girl checks my time cards now to make sure I'm coming. They really had me fill out like a write-up.
Damn.
Yeah, they documented the conversation. And she like, apparently they want me to sign forms to state I have asthma. Like, serious
asthma.
They
wild in the Bronx.
I don't know, man. This is new HR lady. I'm just like, whatever. I'll deal with this.
Trying to lock that shit down.
For now.
Oh, you got asthma, nigga? Nice. Show me your inhaler.
That's what it's gonna be. The joke. I was telling Kevin the jokes on her because it's like, yo, I have to say this is serious shit. Like,
yo, you know what that joke reminds me of though? So on, was it Saturday? It was Friday. No, we went out Saturday, right? So Friday, was it Friday or was it Sunday? I can't remember. It was sometime this weekend though.
Mm-hmm.
My girl ordered food, right? And I'm in the shower. I'm getting out of the shower. I'm drying off, and the guy rings the bell, and he's like, "Can you come downstairs?" And she's like, "No, bring it upstairs." So she lies and she's like, oh, my leg is broken. My leg is broken, right? And he comes upstairs, but now he came up with mad aggression. She cracked the door open so like he couldn't see her leg. And he like charged and was like, let me see your leg. Like, yeah, he was like, you're a liar. Let me see your leg.
What the fuck?
I promise.
Come upstairs?
And all I heard her say was, I feel uncomfortable. And like she slammed the door and closed that shit. And I was like, what the fuck just happened? And she told me what happened, right? But you see, this motherfucker, karma got his ass because he gave us the wrong fucking order. So he had to come back.
Oh.
You know what he came back? Durag Rel was out there. Bro, I put my Durag on. I had
the white beater.
Glistening oil. I said, yo, what you say, dog? He's like, I didn't say nothing. I was like, thank God. I ain't got shit. I ain't want no smoke either. I ain't want this smoke, but nigga, I look like I do.
Nah, you did what's right for your
nah,
girl.
Nah, he was wildin'. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Nah, you liar. That's what I heard.
Your leg ain't broken.
Cause you ain't gonna walk to the second floor? Shit.
The second floor?
He ain't gonna come.
Yo, these delivery ones is a privilege.
Wildin'.
Privilege.
Oh my God.
I don't understand. Like, I get it. Like, you're scared of. Well, no, at first, they used to rob people. The delivery man.
Yeah. I think he didn't want to come in because he said he had a bike, but. Most people,
yeah, he done dropped off too many hipsters.
They bring the bike inside the building.
Inside the building.
Yeah, and he was, but it was. I mean, it's not. It's funny now, but at the time I was like, "What the fuck just happened?" But he was shook.
Go ahead, nigga.
He's like, "Oh." I was like, "Yeah, nigga. You seen my wife beat a nigga
going to the gym?
You know I couldn't breathe. I had to tuck it all in." You say, nigga?
Reminds me of Will Smith left, in Bad Boys.
Let me get back at them real quick.
Going to the bathroom. Yeah. Okay. That was a close one.
Yeah, you did good.
You could do
you know,
this.
You know, a girl was like, oh my God, right? Yeah, you know, anything for you, babe. I ain't gonna let no motherfucker step to you sideways. Fuck that. We're in the bathroom. All right.
No
smoke round. Oh, man. Good thing he ain't pulled my card.
Now he came back with two other niggas, though.
But you see, but the thing about it was, I approached it carefully. I gave him a nice stern voice, but I didn't yell at him. I didn't do anything because I was like, this nigga, he looked crazy as fuck. I ain't gonna lie to you. He like was like very dark, like hoodie over his face, just like yellow ass eyes. And he was like Jamaican or something, but the nigga was like, he just looked like very scary. So I was like, this nigga might be crazy. So I was like, let me.
He's tired. You know, he on his third job.
Of the day. I was like, yo, let me approach with caution. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I said, yo, like, I just asked him, would you say to her, da da da? He said, he didn't say it. I said, I heard you say it, da da da. And he said, oh, but I apologize, da 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 da. And I ain't pressed no more.
Yeah. That's you want your leg broken.
Why? I don't want the nigga come back. You know where I live now.
Oh, see? And you have to come back twice. So he definitely remembered.
You never know.
You're right.
Well, that nigga yell at me. Fuck that.
Fuck that.
But nah, but that just made me think about that. I don't know why. But let's get into this rap music, man.
Good week.
Get into this rap music.
Cardi B.
Stop it. Huh? Flex. Well, actually, Flex went off on her today. Or I didn't really hear it. I just saw the. Did you guys look at it?
No. Yeah.
What'd he do? Nah, he was just. He was just like, yo, like, oh. The first thing I saw was he apologized to Nicki.
I saw that.
He said, sorry. Then he said, such a bitch. He was just like, oh. He was like, Cardi, I don't want this to sound mean, but Cardi B, if you have an opinion about anything, I would. He basically said, I don't care about your opinion on anything because you don't write your shit.
What does that even mean?
Exactly. He said, not to sound mean, but I don't care about your opinion because you don't write your own shit. That's exactly what he said.
What kind of standard was he holding her to? Like, I don't.
Nicki's.
I guess he was.
Little Kim.
I don't know. I don't really fuck with Funk anymore. Funk. Fuck Flex. With Flex. I don't really fuck. You know what it was? I stopped fucking with him. A lot of people stopped fucking with him after that. After the Drake shit. I stopped fucking with him when he came at Jay-Z with that whack.
Oh, this is Hov?
Remember, when he was with that whack ass fucking soliloquy talking about when he was dropping all the bombs when he was like,
oh yeah,
big old stupid website, big old dumb pictures, just like he was like coming at
you
Jay.
You can't see me in this digital space.
That's what he kept saying. And at that point, I was like, at that point, it was like what year was it? Like 2015. It was like 2015, so, 2016. Yeah. I don't know, but he was like
and
coming
that screenshot. This is Hov.
Yeah, he come at the website.
He told his friend to text him.
Granted, the website is trash, but he was coming at Jay-Z over. Have you gone to the website? It made no sense. I was like, how do you navigate this damn thing? But the fact that Flex tried to come at him and the way he did it was just so whack.
Was that when he had the scheduled rant? When he scheduled it on live or something?
I don't know. It could be because he was going on for a minute and it was just
thing. I don't know.
A bunch of bombs dropping all over the place. Pew! And he wasn't even saying no fire shit. Like, you can't see me in this digital space. I really thought he was on drugs that night.
He probably was.
But it made for great radio.
Yeah.
I don't like him anymore.
I don't listen to him.
No, I just check when if I see somebody up there for one of his freestyles that I like.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's what he does come through for them, yeah. The freestyle sessions.
Thing. Oh, when he be looking at them with the weird faces?
Yeah.
Like, disgusted? My name's Mafarted or something.
But nah, we got some major.
Yeah, yesterday
news.
Was a crazy
yesterday,
day.
Yesterday, a lot of shit happened yesterday. So,
where we start?
Go ahead.
You take it. Congrats, man.
I don't know yet.
Homeless Cole.
Hold on. I don't know yet. You know, so, you know, I'm not sure if any of y'all know, but J. Cole announced that he was dropping an album this Friday, KOD. It has like three different meanings.
Yeah.
Don't ask me all of them.
Damn, yeah.
One was like
kids overdose.
Yeah.
Kids on drugs.
And something was about demons.
Kill demons.
Yeah.
Kill
See? Demons. Boom. Right there. Those are the three meanings behind KOD coming out 420. We out here. So listen. Let me breathe. My heart rate is accelerating. I want to calm it down because I'm excited. I woke up this morning. I was like, oh, shit. But I don't be too excited, okay? Because as y'all know on the podcast, he let me down last time.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get my hopes up. I'm just going to sit back and take it with a grain of salt. And just when I'm going to download it as soon as it comes out early in the morning, though. Get on my flight to Charlotte. Listen to about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times.
Yeah. Just a little preview.
I'm going to digest it all. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to see.
Damn.
From what I see, like...
I saw a lot of rave reviews. You told me about them. And I looked on Twitter. Everybody was like, everyone went to the listening party yesterday. The
Lucky 600. I saw that thing at work. Because his manager, IB, whatever, how you pronounce it, he put it on Twitter. And I saw it like 2 hours after the fact. I was like, even if I leave now, there's no way in hell. Yeah. You'd have to have been there in that vicinity, that radius, to even have a chance.
Weird.
What time was it?
6.
He put it up. I saw it. I think he put it up at like 2.
Dang, and people probably left their jobs.
What? I was like, it's already too late, yeah. I was like, what is this? I wasn't even thinking album.
Yeah.
I should have known.
Weird. I was there. Well, I was on like 33rd Street. But then it said no bags. Oh, and I thought about the bag I had, and I was like,
Yeah, you would have had to, I read, you would have had to like do something with it.
Phone
too. Stash that.
Yeah, they give you the pouch. Yeah, they did that one.
But it's like so crazy that he even has that kind of like cachet. Just be like, yeah, I'm dropping out more Friday. Like, given the kind of music he makes, it's still very surprising to me that he can do that.
Hey, he has his own lane.
Yeah.
That's what was crazy. I don't want to like shift it from him, but then you also have Drake on the same day announce his album.
Yeah, I know.
And it was just crazy to me seeing like the differences in their rollouts.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to take the shine.
No, I just thought it don't make sense. Go ahead.
Drake did like God's Plan is pretty much the start of his rollout. That came out before my birthday. I think a week. So that's like
2 months, 3 months.
Yeah, I was like 3 months. Shocked when God's Plan came out that early.
And so that's from January to June. That's a 6 month rollout. And Cole is what, 4 days?
And I ain't heard a song yet.
None. And we won't.
We might on Rap Godfathers. I ain't been there in years.
Oh, shit. Rap Godfathers.
I ain't been there in years. But
it just says a lot to the fan bases and what they're individually chasing or not chasing.
Drake could do the same damn thing.
He is, but he's chasing something higher.
Yeah, obviously. But I'm saying, like, realistically,
yeah, those three.
Drake could be like, I'm not. Drake could like be like, say OVO Festival is a Sunday and a Monday, right?
Oh yeah.
Right. Drake could drop an album the Saturday, the day before that first day of OVO Fest, and people would still sell out and still
work.
And people would stay up all night trying to memorize the words.
That would be fire.
Go there just to fucking sit there and rap along with him.
That would be dope. Please do
it. Yeah, imagine. Yeah. I don't deny it. That's a damn fact.
Please do it.
If he said OVO Fest was this Sunday, I'm like, babe, I'm sorry.
Nah. We got to fuck. We have to risk losing the job.
Nah. But remember when too J. Cole was a little bit worried about coming out the same day as Kanye?
Yeah.
Born Sinner. And he was like being so humble. He was like, nah, man, I just want to come out. Like, I came out the same day as Kanye, not even worried about being second. Now it's like,
and he was first.
He went that far.
He outsold him.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was Jesus, right?
But he said he was still unhappy. Yeah.
That's why.
And he said he was still unhappy. And then between that and 2014 Forest Hills, he had his breakthrough, I guess.
Yeah.
Or his metamorphosis.
Did they all? So I'm assuming these are the only three that could come out. Drake, Kendrick, and Cole can drop an album on Friday and go.
The newly resurgent Mr. West can also.
Yeah.
Please
put
some respect on Mr. West's name.
Yeah, Kanye could do some shit like that.
He the forefather.
Yeah, Kanye could do some shit like
Ken
that.
Can Jay?
Let the camera see.
Who?
The skepticism on your face.
Can Jay-Z do that?
What?
Can Jay do that?
He can. I don't know. It's the sales I don't know
about.
Yeah,
he don't really. I don't think Jay does this shit for the numbers anymore.
But I don't even. Because the last two albums, he's like did these phone deals where he's already certified. He lets the phone company buy him. So I can't really tell how he'd perform. Mm-hmm. I know over time he'll go platinum, but I don't know what first week sales would be.
If Jay,
he go near gold.
I think given what 444 just was,
yeah.
If he dropped the album just based on how great that album just was, he could drop some more on like a Friday, like today.
So those are the only four?
Five.
Five?
Yeah. And Jay,
I would think so.
Jay on the ledge. I'm trying to five rappers, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we know we got the Beyoncés and the Lamar.
But the five rappers?
Yeah.
All right.
Damn.
Because even like, like Rihanna tweeted something today. And that's like, that could be a start of her rollout. If she did it, yeah, she could too.
Yeah.
But yeah, rappers, yeah, I think it, yeah. Damn.
That's going to be a good summer.
I know.
They got Kendrick, or wait.
You want to pull it to Pulitzer Prize.
No, but they were saying, because they said Cole and Drake are dropping an album this year. Then they said something about Kendrick.
I mean, he already kind of.
Black Panther.
But right? He could also, who knows with him? Artsy mofo.
And they have the championship too.
Can't go and do it around the same time Drake dropped.
Nah,
I don't think. What do you think, Scorpion? I was like, when he announced that, I was like, I can't wait.
Where they getting these titles from?
Yeah, I can't wait for the Zane Lowe interview where he explains all this, because I don't know what this is about.
This is weird. This is not fit. It does not fit.
I'm a big fan, huge fan. Scorpion
sound a little zesty.
A
little sass in it.
Is he a Scorpio?
Scorpion.
Light skins. Is he a Scorpio though?
That's what I thought. But I don't think so. What's October zodiac signs? I don't really follow those things like that.
Yeah,
I know mine, and that's it.
Word.
That's the only
and then when people talk to me about my sign, I'm like, yo, that's not true.
That's not true.
No, you know all Aquariuses.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Scorpion.
You guys are very... So he's a Scorpio.
Yeah, he's a Scorpio. Makes sense.
I mean, we got to be...
Come on, son.
Maybe it has to do with...
I'm waiting for the interview, the one interview he's going to do for the album.
All right, listen, I'm going to keep it 100% real. Men can't be walking around claiming they Zodiacs like that.
Nah, we can't. I wouldn't. I would not.
Taurus. That new Drake. Like that's what I'm referring to. That new Drake. That's it.
You lying like a motherfucker. You heard that Scorpion? You like, that Scorpion shit fire.
You're going to see the Scorpion emoji.
Scorpions all over the world.
With the heart emoji.
You have scorpions on his wall and shit. Go be telling his kids about it. We're back in 2018.
Yeah, I'm lying.
That Scorpion album.
That Scorpion album. Woo!
I'm a damn liar.
Did Eve have an album called Scorpion?
Oh, shit. She did.
I hope she did it.
She did. I think it was a 2001. Eve had an album called Scorpion.
That's a race from history come June 2018.
It was a race from history as soon as she put it out. But
I got to look that up.
So we should get like one more single, I guess, then.
Oh, you have three?
Two.
Does Diplomatic Community count as a single?
The thing is, like, because he's weird because he's Drake, so all his songs will chart.
Yeah.
So it was, like, I think, like, top 20 on the Billboard.
I think that'll
probably But it be wasn't, like, single. It's not a single.
That'll probably be, like, a bonus track.
Yeah.
But, like, God's Plan.
And Nice for What?
And then he just replaced himself. But that's another thing he did. He replaced himself on the Billboard 100.
That's dope.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yo, we went out Saturday.
Oh, Big Meg.
Yo, she like, so we go to this bar, right? It's like sports bar, and they playing fucking, we wanted to see the basketball games. We want to also like have it in the background, listen to some good music, play some games, chill. Bro, you thought we were in the arena how loud the TVs were. Couldn't even hear ourselves think over that shit. Just yelling, like, just loud ass TV. I'm like, yo.
We were in Philly.
Dude. Yeah. We were in Philly, like, watching the game. But, so I'm saying. But somehow Big Meg came through. She said, can I borrow the aux? And just fucking was DJ.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Took over.
Yes, sweetheart.
Just took over.
Go ahead, Kev.
Shut the whole shit down.
Go ahead, Kev.
Almost got the bartender fired.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because she was playing music or it was too good?
She was playing music. That shit was in like, it basically turned into a club. People. The owner came in and was like, a
couple lames were complaining.
A couple lames were like, we want to hear the game. Owner came down, switched it back to the game, turned it back loud as fuck. As soon as he left, the bartender was like, fucking with Becca, just like cut her music right back on.
Showed a lot of love.
Shout out to Meg.
Yo.
That's brave. Because I can see Meg
drop that Nice Award a couple of times. Then, yeah. we went to Sweet Science, which is another dope ass spot. I would have never even, you know, that's what I love, bro.
Yeah, we had an indirect voice. Yeah.
From what? She literally, because, like, she saved us, because we, me and Kev was like, yo.
We were wandering aimless. Our initial plans.
We were like, look, we're going to get up. We're going to go watch every single basketball game today. But we're going to have fun. We, like, started looking at bars and, like, mm-hmm. trying to find some new spots to check out in
the
Brooklyn.
The one place we picked out of, like, the five or six we went to was the hands down the worst.
Yep.
That's where the drunks go to just die.
Yeah. Just it look, die. But no, it looks so promising online.
Mm-hmm.
Promising. Happy hour 2 to 9.
Beer pong.
Patio. No. Listen, banner shot $6 all day on top of the happy hour.
Kitchen open immediately.
Yeah. So we like, yo, this shit finna be fire. We first, so they said they open at 2, right? So I'm like, we can't be the first people there, right? So we're like, all right, they like 2:15, right? Because the game started at 3:30, I think. And we wanted to eat before. So we get there, they close. We're like, damn, all right. So we walk to the bar, like a couple of doors down, right? And we walk in, and first of all, this is a hidden gym. I'll tell you about this.
Without question.
To follow up. Hidden gym.
Yeah.
It's like the key bar of Brooklyn, mm-hmm. I promise. Mm-hmm. But so we end up like going into their backyard, and we see these guys doing work in the backyard of the bar we wanted to go to, looking thirsty as fuck. We're like, yo, like yelling. He like, me? I'm like, yeah. Yo, y'all open?
He said, no.
And I said, when y'all open? He said, 3. So we're like, all right.
No, he was like, Stoops.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I said. I had to verify that this was the bar we wanted to go to. I'm like, that's Stoops, right?
He's like, yeah. We'll see y'all later.
All right, cool. So we're like, all right, bet. We're gonna kill some time at this bar until that bar opens.
No. We went outside to regroup first. Decide what we were gonna do.
We walked to the bar and then we're like, nah, we can't stay here. Stepped outside. I was like, yo, this is we can't do this place.
Because they didn't have any food either.
They didn't have no food. So we decided. We was like, all right, cool.
Prevailed.
We'll walk back in, get one beer, and then chill until we had like 45 minutes to kill. All right, boom.
Plot twist.
Right?
So plot twist.
So I'm like, all right, cool. I got the first round, right? I said, oh, how much is it? Well, I said, I got the first round. I said, oh, like, do you guys have any specials going on? She's like, yeah, well, we have buy one, get one free beer, buy one, get one free wine until 8:30. I said,
it had just turned 2:30.
I said, when? She said, every day. I said, and like, they literally just give you the chips, similar to the key bar. And I said, oh, shit.
Board games.
And they had board, like, but now it's like this like really cool like prohibition style theme bar, but also had like a nice like a chill little backyard. So we just sat there, drank, played some board games for a little while, and then right on that at 3 we get up and we run to this other bar thinking that shit's gonna be fire. That is literally like, how can I describe that bar? Like a townie bar.
Yeah.
Like where the drunks go.
To die.
We walked in there, I'm like, alright, cool, you know, maybe online. The pictures, that shit looked packed.
Mm-hmm.
Packed, TV, sports all over the place. Sucks. Nice backyard, people playing like cornhole and shit in the backyard. You get there. First of all, the backyard was closed.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have a license from the city, and the city found out they had a backyard, so they had to like rebuild it to like get approval from the city.
Wow. So all that heat and they couldn't.
So everything was just like, everything was downhill from there. And then we get there and it was just like, then this guy sat next to us and he was literally just coming there to die.
Yeah. So after we finished eating,
yeah, we got it. Then he's like, yeah, we gotta find somewhere to go.
The Williamsburg move. Yeah. And then it's picked up. Don Russ met up with us.
Yeah.
Meg came.
Yeah, it was fun. But then Meg just let us on.
Meg started,
on the journey. She's like, oh, I know this place down here. And that place honestly would have been fire. The first place we went to, I forgot the name of it, but the music just wasn't popping.
Laziness.
That science and.
No. What's the name?
Damn. Basic.
Basic. No. I'm telling you, the environment, the vibes there, that shit could have been golden, but they just weren't playing the right music. And then we asked her, like, yo, can we just, like, you know, play one song? And she got an attitude. She said, if I let you play one song, then that means I gotta keep going back and changing. And I was like, no, I just wanna hear one song. And she was like, no. Just like that. Oh shit.
On a beautiful day like that.
I'm telling you, that place has so much potential. And then Meg was like, let's go to another place. I know another place down the block. Went there, and that's when she took over as DJ.
Yep.
Took over as DJ. And then when that shit was dying down, too much loud sports talking shit, she said, let's go to Sweet Science. I got in there. I was like, holy shit. Like from the Make outside, from the outside, it just look like a regular place. On the inside, mm-hmm. dope as fuck.
They have like specials and everything.
I don't remember by that point. Oh, fuck. That's when I was swiping freely. By that point, yep. I was like, "Yo, get whatever you want, babe. Yeah, yeah, yeah." Woke up the next morning,
mm-hmm. regretful.
Credit card statement on fire. I'm about to burn that shit. About to claim someone yeah, stole my card. Like, I want
that's
there.
What I was gonna say.
I want them.
Who purchased all these? I wasn't there.
But nah, that shit was fun, man. Yeah. I don't know how I just got on that little quick rant, but
because the nice for what?
For what?
Nice for what? Yes. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, then we had the fucking.
Imagine what his next single gonna do to us?
Yeah, when it's actually we literally just went every bar and like forced them to play that shit.
And we summoned it in the cab.
Surely did. And Sweet Science though. Oh, that's a great story too. But Sweet Science, real quick though, me and Don Russ got like into like a slight argument with these old head niggas.
Oh,
who were talking about like no one likes this Nice for What song. While we asked, the bartender was the one basically DJing. Like, no one likes this song. Why are you asking him to play this? Because he kept playing
song that literally just debuted at number one.
He was doing like, no. Listen,
what's his name from your party? Who likes
Terrence?
We're gonna get him in here.
Yeah, we're gonna get him in here one day. But basically, so he was the reason why I complained. He was just I love Tupac, but he was playing Tupac heavy. Imagine Saturday.
God's name is wrong with you.
Saturday night.
God's plan is wrong with you.
Saturday night, I'm drunk. You playing Dead Mama. I'm looking, then I heard that it was California Love. I'm like, then it was Hit 'Em Up, and I'm like, nigga,
yeah, what is wrong with you?
Like, no, this is all back to back to back to back to back. I had to get on Wikipedia. I was like, is it Tupac's birthday?
Like, it's Tupac Appreciation Day.
It must be from Cali. But then I spoke, he was like, no, bro, just like Tupac. So I'm like, all right, can you like mix a little bit of Drake in there? And the old head just heard me. He's like, nah, fuck that. You should have to put some Biggie on. Put some Biggie on. And I was like, nigga, like,
how y'all getting here?
But you know the old nigga that like had a hat, the fitted on to the side, and about 48. And I'm just, it was like a.
They like mentally died in 97.
It was a calm conversation, but it was just like.
Weird.
Yeah, I was like, bro, like, listen.
Yeah, they're in the wrong spot.
But I told him, I said, watch, when that Drake drop, watch how everyone get up and start dancing.
Did they?
Yep, except for him and his crew.
Right on schedule.
Except for him and his crew. And I looked at him.
I love seeing that.
But we summoned that Nice for What, though? When we're going from Stoops to the bar in Williamsburg, first of all, the driver couldn't speak a lick of English. None. The Lyft driver. So we're like, first of all, I called an Uber first.
I saw an alert I'd never seen in my life.
We got an alert from the Uber, and it said your driver is deaf and or hard of hearing.
Get the fuck out of here!
So if you need him, please text him. So I'm like,
they send those?
I'm like, I don't know, right?
First time in my 27 years.
All I see is the car like close to us, and then continuously going in the opposite direction. So I'm like, and you know how like the maps updates like show you like, oh, you can make a left here and then come back down, make a left here, come back down. Just continuously going away from us. And I'm like, and I ain't gonna say that, but you know, I was like, this nigga.
Yeah,
like,
let's leave all them jokes on the curb.
I had some fire jokes on the curb, though. You could have been there. God forgive
Rare
me.
Form.
I had to do my. But so we get in the car. We're like, yo, you got an aux cord? He's like, oh, sorry, Papa, no English. Like, he literally spoke no English, zero English. So he pulled over like right in the middle.
Team
of the
play. You said hop up.
He said hop up front. Like, let Kev give the front. So no aux cord, no Bluetooth, no nothing, right? So I'm like, fuck Kev, yo, just cut on the radio. As soon as we cut on the radio,
right immediately
as we cut the radio on.
It started.
God's plan.
No, Nice for What?
Nice for what?
And that's exactly what you said. You said, yo, this is God's plan.
God's plan. That's what you say now when it happens. God's plan.
Right. Little did we know, that was the turn of our day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Imagine the next one.
Yeah.
It's only in a month. A month in it. 2 months.
That song ain't been out for no month.
No, the album.
Oh, I was like, damn.
Scorpion.
Yo, that
even
just
the
sound
way
like
he said it.
Yo,
Scorpion.
It sound like I make a scorpion sound. What's
it sound like
scorpion
a female rapper's song. It sound like a female rapper's album. Like,
That
shit definitely
used
some
to strip.
To
yeah,
it.
It does. Like, it's just gonna be for the females the whole
scorpion
summer.
On his lower back.
Oh my god, don't say that, because he probably will get it. But like right there,
don't he got like Steph Curry or Kevin Durant?
She got Kevin Durant,
Denzel Washington, Aaliyah,
Denzel. Look, I'm in it for the music, dog.
That shit is odd. Oh man, but yeah. So we got, you know, Drake. That shit, I mean, I already know that shit gonna be fire.
I'm excited for Cole.
Not that Cole. I'm excited for
I'm excited
because he's been gone so long, and I haven't heard anything from him.
Yeah, yeah.
And have to go back to 4 Yards Only. Then I just go back to 2014.
Are you gonna revisit that before? Or no?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Of course, I gotta get myself back in the mood.
Are you gonna listen to like the old tape?
How far back are you going?
Yeah.
I mean, I listen to Cole almost every day anyway. His old stuff. Every day, his old shit.
Why? No. I'm kidding.
Mostly his mixtapes, though.
Yeah, that's what
his mixtapes go in.
The Come Up.
The Come Up, that's just fire. Warm mm-hmm. Up. Friday Night Lights is my shit. I listen to those things like almost at least one song from one of them a day.
You watch them grow up.
But I'm going to go, we grew up with them.
Yeah.
You still heard them at what, 18? We heard them when we were 18, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah, college.
Yeah.
Freshman year.
Now they're 30, 31.
He's 33.
Yeah. Cole, right?
We 27. We old. How are we getting up there?
He has a child.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's married, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hope that don't affect his music.
Word.
I don't think so.
But yeah, that's why, like, it's funny. I listen to, like, music in general. It, like, tells a story of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I listen to songs, and I'm like, damn, I remember exactly what I was doing when this song came out. I remember exactly where I was. Exactly how I was feeling. Like, I remember that shit.
Yeah.
You just can't duplicate that. It's weird. That's
funny. I was watching the Drake interview we saw for this
Crown?
Guy, Elliot Wilson, and when he was like, yo, people always say, yo, I want the old Drake from So Far Gone Back, and he's like, I can't give you that. Like, I can't give you that time and place you were when I dropped and no one knew who I was. I can give you better, but I can't give you that.
Yeah.
I was like, that's real. Like,
it is, because also, like, how you receive music. Like,
you got Scorpion.
Yeah, it's sounding right now. The more you say it.
I ain't with it yet.
Yeah, because like even like for example, right, say Cole like made something, like made an album or made like made an album that was like similar to like the Warm Up or something like that. I wouldn't even receive it the same way right now because I'm not in the same place in my life as I was when I first heard that shit. And that's why I was like, damn, this shit is fire. Like, you know, hungry ass college kid, like, you know, just wanting to achieve so much and all these other things. I'm like, yo, this music's so inspiring, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not in the same place anymore. So like him doing that nowadays, it wouldn't have the same feeling, the same vibe on me.
That's true, yeah.
But yeah, that shit, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna listen to it tonight.
I'm excited. You gotta get back in the mood for it.
It wasn't that bad.
What, 4 Yards Only?
There's a couple songs I like. I really like the outro and the two songs he came out with beforehand, False Prophets and Everybody
Those
Does.
Those are cool.
Everybody Does.
It's just like, I love Everybody But the Does. Entire The entire album does lack playback ability.
Yeah.
Like, I don't wanna have to skip songs like this.
Yeah.
And I feel guilty when I do it, but it's like, I gotta save my ears and my time.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to that album top to bottom. Yeah. I haven't done that in a while. I have a couple songs I really like.
Yeah, I have a couple of tracks I really like. Like Folding Clothes, you know? I used to love that shit.
I love Neighbors and Ville Mentality. And
oh, that's my shit. Oh,
yeah. How long can I survive in this mentality? Damn, we J. Cole ready. J. Cole ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man.
And then rounding out the big three, Kendrick.
Kendrick's the next one. Historic.
No, he won a Pulitzer.
You think he deserved it?
Of course.
Hell yeah. For that?
For damn, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no other albums, no other rap albums that was better than that.
In history, yeah. But I guess they're coming around and it's not a bad one to start with.
All right, cool.
And that one is specific. That one tells, like, emotions. Like, I'm still listening
and a good
to
story
it.
No,
Damn
too,
is
yeah.
fire.
Damn is just.
I'm not doubting Damn. I'm just like, these niggas should have been recognized.
Yeah. No, oh, that's a fact.
But it's nice that they see like.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I like that they picked that too. Like, yeah. Damn, it's just everything. It's like, it's not like a conscious album, but it's not like a turn up album. Yeah. It's like,
but I also like the fact that they actually chose not necessarily a real rap album, but one that unanimously people actually agree is a good rap album, mm-hmm. rather than one that just, you know, sells a lot, or, you know, where like real hip hop people are like, yo, this album it was okay, you know, mm-hmm. but that shit is like unanimously like recognized as a great album, mm-hmm. so I'm glad that they recognized that and, you know, opened the door a little bit, pulled the curtain back.
Yeah, that was dope.
They fucked up now though.
Yeah,
you know, you put one and it's a rap.
You saw Pitchfork gave people were mad because they rated excuse me, Cardi's album higher than like classics from like Jay-Z and Kanye. It was just so funny.
What?
Pitchfork?
Yeah, I know they are. They rated Cardi's album higher.
It was like an 8.7 and they had like...
What? Yeah.
Did y'all hear it?
I heard it.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it yet.
All those songs that you told me that you thought were good... I was mad as fuck at you. This was last week we recorded.
I got to hype up BX.
And I downloaded it. I'm on the train route to commute home. I'm like, nah, maybe I'm missing it, you know? Yeah. So I played it back. And I was like, nah. She got like,
it's not for me.
Yeah. Sadly. I mean, like, she got like her commercial hits. Obviously, I like those.
Yeah, they're
hits. But they're not something I would just be on a train listening to Barty or Cardi or some shit like that.
You're not blasting Bickenhead?
Nah.
No. No. Imagine you see a dude with some big ass beats and you just hear that shit blasted.
That's not for us. That's not for
us. But I also just don't think that I don't think it's that good.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
It's not terrible, but it's
exactly.
But it's not worth all the hype that it's getting. It's getting so much hype, and I listened to it and I was just like, okay.
Yeah, like I didn't hear Rhapsody's album, but I heard like a couple songs, like the one with her and Kendrick, for instance. I'm like, oh, this is good. Like, yeah. I just want rapping ability. Like, it just wasn't good for me.
Yeah. You know, what's the first song? Is it Get Up or I Get Up or some shit like that?
Oh, I do like the intro.
Yeah.
I do like the intro. And I think Best Life is okay. But I do like the intro.
I really fuck
and, like,
with
it. It turns, like, especially like the second half when she starts really going in.
Yeah. I fuck with the intro.
But then it's.
But that's literally where I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Best Life is good.
With Chance. Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah. Y'all heard the new Nicki? The two new Nicki?
I like them.
You do?
Chung Lee, she goes hard.
But they're cool with me.
Really?
They don't blow me away, but I don't know. Maybe I'm different. I'm not different. I'm not the one. Yeah.
It's cool. Nah,
they're cool. Yeah.
They're cool. Yeah.
For what
they're
it is, way better than the last one she came out with.
Oh, those last three? Yeah. No so, frauds. And yeah.
She got a new album coming out, don't she? When?
She said she's going to announce that soon. Yeah, she better stay clear. June. It's getting heated out here.
Mm-hmm. Scorpion.
She'll drop in May.
Yeah, or April. There's a lot of heavy hitters coming.
Yeah, this summer's going to be
might get some new Beyonce, some new Rihanna.
Yeah, she don't want to get trapped in the middle of that. You don't want that smoke? Might see the lowest numbers of her career.
Got the legend, Mr. West
see,
out
which she might see anyway.
You think true. So?
I don't know. Yeah, man.
I know. That Barbie shit is mm-hmm. dying.
I don't know.
The way would you be shocked if she sold less than Cardi B? I wouldn't be
she
shocked.
Won't. She okay. won't.
How much did Cardi sell? First week
like
sales
200 and something mil. 200,000.
She went gold the first day.
If Nicki sells less than that, that'll be the lowest of her.
She should stop.
Nah, hell no.
If she sells less than Cardi B,
Wale sold like 11. You'll see him stop it.
He need to stop. Well, I don't know. He should just come out with mixtapes.
I heard his last was it EP or mixtape was good.
Yeah, it was all right. It's just
did you hear
songs,
it?
I did not.
Oh.
I heard.
It's very mellow tone. Like he's rapping. Like I got the God in my head. Like he's talking like that.
Like, I like Wale. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna.
Fuck I do like songs.
He's just
too,
a very. He's a very. It's a very unique rapper and style. You gotta be like in the mood for that. Yeah. And even then, I can't listen to a whole album straight for him. I gotta like dissect. Very particular songs I like, and then go right for those.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Ambitions
yeah,
I thought
you on your
wack.
Own.
Ambition, you like the album Ambition?
No,
I like the song.
I'm with you.
I like the song. The song Ambition is
that's
fire.
That's the best thing he ever did.
Ambitions is fire with Meek Mill.
But he got some hits. He got some songs on Ambition, the album.
Agreed.
I ain't gonna lie, like that was the best shit he's ever did. But that's when he was motivated. Got that MMG contract. His first time with MMG. Who's with before that? Interscope let him go.
Yeah.
So he was motivated.
Him and Lady Gaga. God, that was for us.
Then after that, oh yeah, DC chilling.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who he was then. I was just like, I don't fuck with this, and never listened to him again. Then he's on MMG. I happened to listen to that Ambition.
See, his Back to the Future mixtapes were really good. One and two.
Yeah. I did like his mixtapes, yeah.
Then he dropped More About Nothing. That was the best one, his best project to me.
Mm.
Some strong mixtapes, yeah.
That has playback.
See, y'all deep on Wale. I thought I liked him. I ain't heard a single.
That's back when I was in college and podcasts didn't exist, and I was heavy into the
music.
You
just listening to
shit. I used to swim in it, yeah.
You had nothing but time for
yeah, now podcasts with my attention.
Podcasts with Renee. I got like, nah, do I really want to listen to that?
This or yeah.
All right, cool.
I'd rather hear them speak, though.
You said Tory Lanez got how many songs?
I'd rather learn something for the next hour. I'm good.
I'm good.
I did listen to Tory album though, all 20.
It's dope, right?
I did.
It's dope, right?
I did. Once in a while, I get the itch.
Oh my
it's
god,
not dope.
Is it good?
It is.
It's dope. Like,
mm-hmm. It's surprising
because he has a lot of catchy songs.
Yeah,
a lot of catchy songs.
Unexpected.
It's a good.
I ain't listen to no 20.
The intro's fire. B.I.D. fire.
I heard B.I.D. I know
the outro's fire. Memories Don't Die is fire.
48 hours.
I know these songs.
You see.
That's because my girl played these songs, but I can't sit to listen to
the one where he's rapping about squashing the beef with Drake is fire.
This nigga Tory, young Tory Lanez.
There's another album like every.
He got a video of him and Travis Scott going at it. It's kind of funny, actually.
No, I saw that.
He like little, and Travis Scott is like, yo, he's basically trying to fight him.
You see, Tekashi 6ix9ine just threatened Adrian Broner.
Yeah, that's good.
They were
be
going
funny.
Back. And
I
forth.
Saw the video link, but I didn't click it.
Yeah, yeah. Adrian Broner is fighting in Brooklyn on Saturday, and Adrian Broner put up a post in Tekashi 6ix9ine, like put some comment on it. Say bye to the people.
Yeah, man, you on video?
You're gonna walk out.
Oh, one last question. Post Kendrick, Drake, and J. Cole. Who's the most popular rapper since then?
Drake.
No, post.
Oh, post. After? Damn. To me?
Mm-hmm.
The Davies. Most popular?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Can't be Davies.
I think so.
Most popular?
I mean, yeah, XXX.
Like everywhere?
In hip-hop, yeah.
In hip-hop.
It can't be. Right now?
Or just since then. That person could be quiet right now. That person could be active, but...
They're quiet right now?
It doesn't matter. I'm just saying. That person could be anybody. No. Since them.
Outside of Kendrick, Drake, Kanye, Jay,
so post
and J. Cole.
Post 2008. So post their whole class, which is really them.
Uh-huh.
They're the, yeah. Which is them, the Wale's, the Mac Miller's, the Wiz's.
Not Big Sean.
You know, he's like in the same class, yeah.
Yeah.
Not tier, just post them.
Post them.
So like into the 2010s.
I don't know. I think
he's popular rapper.
Yeah.
I think Dave East. I think.
Nah. Damn, yeah. Or Chance.
Chance could be. I want to say Chance, but he ain't dropped since.
True.
I want to say Chance.
Doesn't have to be currently out. I'm just saying overall.
Who's done much? I don't know. It's because like a lot of these new kids, like they had their run.
Like Trippie Redd. I don't really listen like to Trippie Redd, right. Tekashi.
That's what I said. XXX. Because he got the Grammys.
XXX album, the last one, fire. Came out. He it making was really a name. Good.
Yeah.
You heard it?
Yeah, I did listen to it.
It was good.
I did listen to it. Yeah. I did. That shit was fire.
I think XXX has the biggest, like, he sold 200 and something his first week, and I don't know any new rapper.
So did Cardi.
Exactly. Shout out to the Bronx. But I have to catch a bus. That's all right, why. Bro.
All right, brother.
But
continue
next week.
This next week. Later, man.
What were we talking about, though?
Oh, just popularity and hip-hop and such.
Oh, but, yeah. Let me see. Yeah, I don't really know who would have right now. It's just so many, because so many rappers now.
Like they just come and they...
Yeah, everyone has like their nice little run where it's like, yeah, this is his shit right now, and they're super popular.
They come and go.
It might honestly be Cardi, I hate to say it.
But she just came on the... Like, since the... I say Chance because he has Grammys. Mm-hmm. He has, like, numerous projects with 3 mixtapes and then another whatever that surf album.
We're speaking just musically-wise. You said popular. Popularity.
But the Grammys, the projects, how much the... Oh, he didn't sell the last one. The people he's around, the cosigns he gets, like he's with Kanye. He's just hanging with Jay-Z and Beyonce. His cosigns from Drake. He gets J. Kofi. I'm just saying.
Cardi's everywhere.
Right now.
Where Chance right now? That was like a nice little...
You but saying, since 2010, Cardi's been the most... Like since that class, not this year.
I'm saying, but Chance's run was like what? A year or 2 years where he was like really, really in our faces.
True.
And he's been gone ever since then.
That's true.
And her run right now has been probably less than a year, actually. Shit, I don't know. I don't know how long she's been like.
Yeah, less.
Yeah, it's been less than a year that she's been at about this.
When did Bodak Yellow? Wasn't that like a year ago?
I don't.
Yeah, these things.
I don't remember these specific dates when these songs dropped. You remember we were just talking about how like music is like a story of life, and you can remember the way you felt when the shit dropped.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, that wasn't a part of my life story. Remember that Bodak Yellow? That's how niggas gonna be talking about Scorpion though. Out here trying to shit.
I need
on
an
Bodak.
Explanation for that title. I get it.
I can't wait to hear that shit.
Word. Switch to some playoffs.
Yeah, let's get into it. Out.
Yeah.
What's
tonight? Right now,
we got Washington, Toronto playing, and then
they're playing right now.
Yeah, they're playing at 7.
Bucks, Celtics.
They better not lose game 2.
Yeah, if Giannis is that guy,
yeah,
like I'm hearing that he's that guy, top 5 and all that.
Listen,
and the best 2 Boston players aren't playing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get that done.
Yeah,
you got to get that done. Not just the game, the series.
I'm calling Bucks in 6.
Yeah.
They better not let me down.
I agree.
Better not let me down. And then this, I honestly thought Washington was going to upset Toronto.
They got so much talent and the potential. I think they shouldn't get swept. I think they win tonight, too. I don't even know what the current score is.
Yeah, we going to just, fuck that. We going to check. Yeah. We already jump out the window with LeBron.
He winning tomorrow night. He went in tomorrow night.
Yo, so if y'all don't know, make sure y'all...
You gonna get
oh, my God. Sorry, I'm going to go over to the LeBron thing, but we just checking.
Thank you for checking. They all getting swept then.
We just checked the halftime score for the Wizards and the Raptors. It is, 76-58 right now.
Okay. I stand corrected. They will be getting swept.
How do you let DeMar DeRozan mid-range jump shooting have ass and Kyle Lowry, who just is Kyle Lowry, score 76 points on you in a half?
Look, I'm glad that's a 7 o'clock game.
You know it's the Toronto air. That's what it is. They can't adjust. They have to go through customs and all that.
Man,
shit.
Man, that series live and die on NBA TV.
Ain't no one checking
so
for that.
So I guess they all getting, so fuck that.
Damn.
Now,
They don't get swept. Yeah. Gentlemen sweep. I'm going to give them one back in Washington. I'm going to give them one. They'll probably win like game three.
They're not this bad. I don't get it. You know,
I look at their roster. They're really not that bad. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I think they're going to end up trading one of them.
You think so?
Shit. Think about how many years they done gave them, and that shit just ain't meshing well.
Shit. If you get rid of Wall, you better do that.
He probably got the most value, so they probably will.
He just signed that $200 million, and he had this whole season with his knee. You don't know if that could be reoccurring. So if you could get off of that contract, he just started his five-year. Good. I'd be concerned.
Someone like Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah, that's no, true.
But one of those markets where you don't draw, like, stars, they'll take him. And he wants to, like,
trade. Dwight and John Wall.
He wants to trade Kemba, so.
I'd do that from Washington. Just the contracts. I don't trust it. He's a better player, but I don't know about his health.
$200 million.
Yeah. Woo. That you just started?
Yeah, you already took my knee. And he said he had a statement today. He said he came into the season fat.
Yeah, and that's another thing.
Why would you boast about that?
And he inked the contract last summer. Yep. So he must have inked that and then dipped that in some barbecue sauce. And he hit the ground running. Yeah, why would you admit that?
He signed that. He was like... So, oh, Shelby, whatever I want now.
Why would you admit that?
I don't know. That's just not a good look.
Because that definitely contributed to his knee problems. You put more weight on your knee.
Yep.
But hey.
And now game two, you're out here getting your ass embarrassed.
That's the owner's money, not mine.
Let's talk about LeBron, though.
Hold on. Just a quick before. $200 million contract's Kawhi. You give him that contract?
If I'm San Antonio?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
That's what I'm saying. I hear so many people talking about like it's a no-brainer. Like, I know these people are rich, but you just ready to just as $200 million as a sunk cost?
And once you give it to him in the NBA, that shit guaranteed, he can sit out as long as he wants. I'm sure there has to be a clause in there. I don't know, but the way people were talking about it, it's like it's fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's like has to be a clause in there where if you're just like not fulfilling any portion of the contract on your end, there has to be a way for him to get out. But if he's genuinely hurt.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Yeah, I feel like it was like last summer you texted me the video of him struggling up those plane steps. And we a year later almost?
It was
before the season. It might have been nine months.
It was like October-ish. Yeah. And I was like, because I remember it was like October, and they was like, oh, he's going to sit out the first 2 weeks of the season.
That looked more than the 2 weeks. You said that looked more than the 2 weeks.
Get up the plane steps. He was like, oh. Like, he literally was, like, struggling. I was thinking in my head, like, yeah, why ain't nobody helping him? Like,
and you're going to be back 2 weeks from that day?
Yeah. we got to find that video, post that shit, because he was struggling. And I was like, there's no way in hell he's going to play in 2 weeks.
He done with the Spurs?
They might be done with him.
Yeah.
Sadly. But what, the Spurs can offer him $200 million, and then I think the next team can offer him like 160-something.
Yeah.
Someone will give it to him.
Yeah.
I just hope he comes back healthy, because, I mean, I was thinking today, like, granted, like, the playoffs have been, you know, pretty lackluster so far, but, like, there's so many superstars that's missing.
Yeah.
Steph Curry's out. Boogie tore his ACL. Yeah. Shit, I had a bunch of names in my head from earlier.
Like, Gordon Hayward,
Kyrie. That's what he had. Kyrie. All these like superstars are out. And I'm just like, damn, well, at least Steph Curry's coming back. But think about what that could have, like, if Boogie and AD were on the same team, they would have killed Portland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They would have killed Portland. Portland might still win this series. I'm going to go with Portland. I got faith in Dame Dollar, but fucking Anthony Davis is a monster.
If he's single-handedly... against two all-star calibers, which he can.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he will.
That's the thing, though. It's like...
And then that goes back to the Giannis. That's why you...
I really thought this NBA season was going to be the most competitive ever.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at so many teams' rosters, they have ballers on so many different teams. Like, even, like, the Pelicans, right? Before the season, I mean, like, when she first started, they had Boogie, Anthony Davis. Rajon Rondo isn't, like, no one to, like, you know, turn your nose up about. Jrue Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is on that squad?
Solomon Hill? Is he on there?
Stop it, Kev. Now they got... Stop it.
Oh, no, Miritich.
Miritich. Now they got this nigga, Solomon Hill.
Scorpion, June 2018.
But they got, like, some people who actually ball, but then their records don't reflect what you think it would.
Yeah.
But then again, everyone has a squad. Like, I thought OKC was going to be really good. And they...
Let's get to these series.
Let's break down the series.
Which one you want to get to next?
Let's start with Bron, because my heart hurt. Because we put ourselves out there. If y'all don't know, make sure y'all go check out the Cool Now page from Saturday. Me and Kev, you know, basically... basically, we put it all out there on the line. You know, we gave a quick snippet as to why we think LeBron is the greatest of all time, better than Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Some people didn't receive that well.
Didn't receive it the best, no.
And then you know what happened the next day?
What they lost by?
18. To the Pacers.
Look.
They didn't lead not one time that entire game.
But. Okay, bright spots.
LeBron had triple-double.
Yes. Team shot poorly.
Terribly.
On open looks. Mm-hmm. I watched a lot of that awful game. They had open looks. They just weren't hitting.
Yep.
They're one of the most potent offenses in the league. We know they can't stop a nosebleed. We never expected that. So I don't expect them to shoot like that. And I expect LeBron to be a bit more aggressive. And it's the first time he's lost a game one period.
Ever.
Ever.
15 seasons.
Okay.
And even then, you think about it, they're not a great defensive team, and Indiana only scored 98.
How much you got the Cavs in?
At this point?
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah, I'm still Cavs. Yes, yeah. I agree. But they're winning. All this panic, stop it.
What if they lose, though, tomorrow?
Then this video never comes out. And we edit this in post.
Cut this whole part out. Then replace it with some new shit. Like, yeah, LeBron done fucked up. He let us down.
Or out of sync.
Nah, look, I got faith.
He's
LeBron.
Winning tomorrow.
You know, also in the game on Sunday, he didn't shoot one time in the first quarter.
And Love.
Come on, Love.
17 boards. I'm rocking with you, but 9 points?
9 points.
If we got to trade some boards for some points, we need buckets. You're
LeBron
the second option.
Had 24 points, right, that game. The rest of the rest of the starters total had 25.
Oh my god!
So all four of y'all only scored one more point than LeBron James.
Wasn't like JR the second?
Yeah, he had 15.
That
off the
says
bench.
All we need to know.
And JR shot. It's a wrap for him. So
yeah.
But Jeff Green had like probably one of the worst games of his career.
Disappearing act.
He was like just missing. I saw him shoot four wide open threes, like wide open. They would just dare him to shoot after a while. Yeah.
No, they're concerning, but we gonna address those concerns after the
they
event.
Was treating him like what's that dude named Andre Roberson?
Oh God,
self check. they were treating him like self check. Yeah, all right, you shoot that. I'm gonna go get this rebound real quick.
Oh my God,
I still got Cavs in six though.
Yeah,
where we spoke about Washington and Toronto.
Lou gonna make another lineup change.
Lou been looking shaky,
In the light, sir. God Almighty.
Yo. He been looking shaky as fuck. He looks overwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he probably should have just stayed away.
Yeah.
But hey.
Yes, Cavs in six.
Yeah.
Who else played?
LeBron going to go bold these playoffs.
Yeah. If it's whatever's left survives this season, this is stressful.
And now you got the coach, too?
Because I wonder what he thinks of his chances. He can't really think he'll win a title with them.
There's no way in hell they win the title. You think they make it out the East?
Yeah. I'm still with it. Who, Toronto?
Philly looking good.
I'm not with that yet. You had old man Wade. Light him up.
Hold on now.
LeBron can do that every night and more.
He can. But
and some.
But also they got Joel Embiid coming back. That's one. Two,
true.
You texted me yesterday. Someone got to test Wade Jurek before he leave Philly.
All right, that's a good point.
Boys, 11 of 16 for 28 points.
On all shaky mid-range.
And 28 minutes. And he's like fade away, like he had his young legs back.
Yeah.
Like he got that
terrible, some terrible shots.
Terrible shots. Terrible looking shots. But they
went in. That's all that matters.
Yeah, 28 points. Wade ain't scored that much in the past four games total.
So Philly and how much?
Oh, Philly over Cleveland?
No, Miami.
Oh. I would say six. I don't see them sweeping them because they're going back to Miami. They're not going to win both of those games.
I think the Embiid, like, right now they're, like, closer match.
Yeah.
But once Embiid comes, that just changes the equation.
I think it's going to be six. I think they're going to split in Miami. They come back to Philly. They're going to win game five and then win game six in Miami.
Yeah, Embiid should play, but they play again Friday.
They definitely playing because he just went on a rant last night. Yeah, tomorrow he tired of being babied and shit.
Yeah, what has it been, like 3 weeks now?
Yeah. And I mean, you wear a mask, you be out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Philly in six.
What else? Oh, we said Portland.
We talked about the Bucks and the Celtics.
What did we say? Portland and
Portland and got the
Blazers. You have the Blazers?
I got the Blazers.
And how much?
That all depends on what happens tonight. Nah, fuck that. I'm going out the window. I got them.
Blazers got to win tonight.
They better win tonight.
They got to win tonight. I'm going to say the Pelicans, though, in six.
In six?
I'm going to put my money on AD.
I got the Blazers.
If you that good, he is that good.
I got the Blazers in seven.
All right.
Just because, literally, like, there's no one on the Blazers that can stop Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And I'm just putting my faith all in
Dame Dollars. That's true.
And CJ McCollum to, like, shoot them out of that slump.
Yeah.
Because they don't play great defense. Because if you think about it, luckily the Pelicans have two, their guards aren't that big either. But CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard are small guards. They're both like 6'3". So I feel when they advance, they're going to play Golden State, and that's just where it's going to end. Okay. Let's get to Golden State.
Yeah, we're
Let's talk about the Golden State Spurs.
All right, stay cool.
There's nothing to talk about.
They tried last night.
They actually tried last night.
Tried really hard.
Yeah.
And Golden State kind of tried.
Oh, shit.
And it was time. I imagine that's how the game would go because I wasn't staying up for that. They're crazy.
To watch LaMarcus Aldridge do a bunch of turnaround jumpers.
Yeah, okay. Was he 17 points? You know what? That's none of my business.
Nah, he had a...
How much?
Like 32 yesterday.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, L.A. went in yesterday. L.A. Oh.
You know, I earned it.
Now, you know why I just called him that, though? I told you about the conversation I had with the guy at my job. And he was like, L.A., he's a beast. I said, excuse me, nigga? Yeah. Oh, he had 34 and 12.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. He played yesterday.
How much they lost by? No, that's not even to be funny. See, that's why, like,
15. Yeah,
I wish, like, Kawhi would, like, miraculously come back,
15,
but
yeah,
that's not happening.
So last night now would be Monday, but yeah, they lost by 15, and
they're getting swept.
Yeah, they're gonna get swept.
They're not gonna get swept. I'm gonna put the sweep on them.
You know they only win not one game in San Antonio.
They don't have the talent
down there on that River Walk.
They don't have the talent. I don't think so.
It's funny because you. Not you, but I'm saying, like, you can really, like, sit back and think players are better than what they are when they have good players around them.
Draymond.
Like, that's the problem. He looks amazing, but he went to anywhere else, he would not be that good. People consider him a star and all other shit. Nah. But even, like, the rest of the Spurs, I remember, like, Patty Mills at his time when I was like, damn, Patty Mills about to really be, like, the predecessor to Tony Parker. I thought Danny Green was going to be one of the best shooters in the NBA. The way he shot, what was that, 2015?
Oh, when they blew out the Heat?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
2014.
Then. Yeah, him and Patty, they were making threes from, like,
I was
half
like,
court.
Yo, Danny Green is a monster. You seen him shoot lately? Not even lately. Past two, three seasons?
Yeah.
He can't hit anything. Wide open. He's just like his legs are just shot. I don't know what's going on.
Crumbling away.
And mommy and Paul Pierce, his last season. Oh, but God. Everything was flat as fuck. Like.
Yeah, man. That's what real talent does.
Yeah.
That's what matters in the playoffs.
And you got to play through LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, he doesn't even shoot threes.
All he does is turn around jumpers.
How he is a playmaker. It's not,
and granted, those are very efficient, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Those turnaround jumpers he got, but
twos.
When you scoring all twos and go to State.
Just launching threes.
Launching threes all over the place. And you got the Spurs who can't make a three to save their life.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're getting swept. You think they're getting what, in five?
They ain't beating Pop. Who said that?
Oh, Earl Watson.
Earl Watson.
God almighty.
They ain't beating Pop.
You when he said it.
Shit. Nah, they getting swept. I was going to try to be nice and say gentleman sweep, but they definitely getting swept.
Unless Kawhi somehow come back.
Only way they don't get swept is if, like, Golden State just, like, just...
really?
Just takes their foot off the gas. Yeah, and they're like, whatever. Like, if Golden State... If Golden State wants to close out back in Golden State, that's the only way. They'd be like, yeah, we don't want to win this shit right now. I don't see why. It's the first round, but.
But if they, because if they do, though, if Kawhi's they don't take their foot off.
Yeah,
but Kawhi's you're not coming back. If they don't take their foot off and they sweep them.
Yeah.
And then they just rest because that Blazers Pelicans is definitely
going
to go.
That's going 6-7.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're going to rest. Curry's going to come back, and then they're going to really run them off. God, I hate them.
And Damian Lillard. He said last year after they lost, he was like, yo, we got to find a way to beat them. We got to find a way to beat them.
All right.
And I'm just like, damn, it ain't going to happen this year.
That's what James and them are saying. I don't want to go to Rockets Timberwolves.
Yeah.
You watched that game?
I did. I really did. And you know what's funny? Like, the Timberwolves were being really competitive. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, they gonna hold in. I don't say those first games are really tricky because, like, both teams are filling each other out. And, like, even though the game was really close, I looked at the stat line, like, really closely. And there's a lot of, like, anomalies in there. Like, for example, Cat only had, Karl Anthony Towns only took 9 shots.
Yeah, that can happen.
So I'm like, that's not going to happen again.
Yeah.
And then also Chris Paul shot terribly from the field. I'm like, that's not going to happen again. So, but James Harden went the fuck off.
Yeah, man.
Off. I watched the fourth quarter. He just would not miss. Dancing on him. You know, that little step back three he does, he is traveling. Like, yo.
Mind my business.
He, like, stops dribbling.
I'm looking at that. I'll be like, maybe I don't know the game that well. Let me mind my business. I'm not
that
a rap.
So. Travel. He, like, literally stops dribbling and then jumps back and then shoots. And he does it
all the time.
All game, every game. And I'm like, y'all gotta call that shit. But yeah, he went off for 44 on them.
Well, you see that series going. I got Rockets in 5.
Yeah, Rockets in 5 too. Just because, well, traditionally, Minnesota doesn't score that much this season. Like, they really don't. They like to play slow, which makes no damn sense to me. That's like, it doesn't make sense. You have Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins, Karl Anthony Towns, who are all relatively young. Like, get the ball. And Jeff Teague.
Yeah.
Catch the ball and get to running. Like, also because Jimmy Butler's a decent 3-point shooter. And so is Jeff Teague, somewhat. But outside of that, they don't really have any perimeter shooters like that. So you should be trying to, like, you know, get down the court before the defense sets up.
Yeah.
But you know how Tibbs do. Like to run them into the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Preaching defense and then setting up offenses that just move too slow. Yeah. By the time the offense gets set up, they already got fucking 6 seconds left on the shot clock.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Yeah. But I watched them play. Andrew Wiggins, if he's not getting the ball, he's just so uninvolved.
Yeah.
He walks down the court and literally just puts his hands on his, like, hip and stand in the corner. Like, don't.
Just. He just got the max. I was never the biggest fan. But he's young still, so maybe.
Yeah, but you remember before they gave him the max, what the owner said he wanted to talk to.
Oh, yeah. He shook his hand personally when he signed.
Said he wanted to talk to him about his dedication and all this other shit.
It's like, hey, I lied to you for a couple seconds.
148?
What?
Once I sign, what you going to do? Like, you know what? You right. I am going to dedicate myself. I'm going to get in the gym. Yeah. I'm going to show some better heart. All right. Once that first check clear, and them shits just keep clearing.
Is that bi-weekly? All right.
Yeah, you got my routing number, right? All right, cool. What else? I think we're missing one.
OKC Jazz.
Oh.
The infamous.
Yo, first of all, wait, so when you texted me that, I promise you, I died laughing. And then I got the Bleacher Report alert right after. Paul George was like, oh, yeah, I ain't heard of Playoff P? But did you hear what Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony, like, what they were laughing about?
Carmelo's hilarious.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to let Russ handle that one. We call him Playoff P?
He said, yo, Russ, he calling himself Playoff P now.
That name is so corny, though. Yo, y'all ain't heard of Playoff P? But you see what he did when he went out there?
If you gonna play like that, yo,
he could not miss. Playoff P. I said, all right. But Donovan Mitchell supposedly suffered a foot contusion. So his status for game 2 is unknown. AKA, they gonna lose.
How much you think they losing?
If he don't play?
That's a sweep.
If he don't play, they get swept. If he plays, no one OKC, they're up and down asses.
I know, that's the thing.
If he plays, they're going to win in 6.
Yeah.
Because, like,
I'm with 6, too.
They're so up and down, man. Like, one day I see them like, oh, shit, they might, you know, actually contend with Golden State or even the Rockets. I mean, whoa, reverse that. With the Rockets or even Golden State.
Yeah.
The other days, it's like they just play down to their competition. Like, I've seen them almost lose to the Kings numerous times. It's just like whoever they're playing is how they play down. And Russ, I love me some Russell Westbrook. But this nigga can't turn it off. Like, I'm literally watching the game, right? I watched the game all the way to the end. They're up. The game ended with them being up by 8. But at one point, they were up by, like, 10 or 11 with like a minute left to go.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga gets the ball and just runs. Like, you know, most time people like, you know, trying to kill the clock a little bit. Runs straight down the court. Literally has three players guarding him. And he's just dribbling like, nah, 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 stop. Falls on the ground. Turns the ball over. And then you know what? I was like, and then they come down, shoot a three. And I'm like, damn, you know, like maybe, you know, he made a mistake, did the same thing over again. Except he got fouled this time, but he literally just like tried to run. Like,
why?
I have no idea. They're already back on defense. He literally tried to like run. Like, you know, he does his little wild layups, try to do that shit. And got caught in between three defenders, but like he fell. I don't even think he got fouled, but they called foul. If I was Melo and, I say playoff P, this nigga. If I was Melo and Paul George, I'd be like, yo, we got the game. Like, yo, yeah, relax. Well, he almost let Utah back in the game.
Well, Melo get used to it because he opting in.
Oh, that's a fact.
Paul George is gone.
You think so?
I think so.
Where's he going to go?
L.A.
With what?
I don't think it matters.
You don't think it matters then?
I think he goes with the rookies. Maybe LeBron, I don't know.
They don't make the playoffs at all. What about this playoff P shit he talking?
They got who? The Rockets next round?
Yeah. I mean, that's a wrap. They going to lose that game.
I don't see him staying.
I don't know.
I just don't see him staying.
I don't know because I got to see how James Harden and Chris Paul do in the playoffs. They still got to prove themselves.
Yeah, Paul had him a moment again.
Yeah. But most time play... I'm about to say playoff Paul now. Most of the time, Chris Paul shows up in the playoffs. He just always gets hurt.
Yeah,
at these very untimely. But he's older now. He looks older on the court. We'll see.
Yeah, it's been fun every night.
Yeah,
damaging my relationship. But hey,
you still watching TV? Huh? What'd you say? But yeah, I don't know, man. OKC, it's really hit or miss with them.
Yeah.
Oh, but if Paul George goes to the Lakers, he's definitely not gonna go to the playoffs next season.
You think he stays?
I think so because Russell Westbrook signed the 5-year,
mm-hmm.
but he has an out after two.
Who?
Russell Westbrook does.
He does?
Yeah, potential out after three or something like that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he has an out after two or three. So I'm sure Paul George probably is going to line his contract to be with Westbrook.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I don't see Westbrook leaving, though, but you never know. He might be, because what, Russell Westbrook is 29?
Yeah.
29 right now? So.
Yeah, in 5 years of not, potentially not winning a championship, let me be kind. And
living in Oklahoma City.
I know. I think about that all the time. I wonder how Melo been acclimating.
You know, like whenever like on TNT or ESPN when they show like the outside of the city before before the game start.
I be thinking, what the hell y'all do for fun there?
And I see it, I'm like, that's it. I don't know. What they go to OKC games for fun.
They got that one spot or two that everybody know about.
Yeah.
You know, we could just walk down the block. God, so good.
Remind me when I was in law school, man. It was like six bars that everyone just
shit.
Continuously wrote. Imagine how we were this week when we were in Brooklyn. We got too many options. So we're like trying to, you know, parse it down so we can figure out what exactly we're going to have our needs. Imagine not even having options. It was like six. All right, which one we going to?
Damn.
And everyone knowing you because your ass keep going to these same bars.
That's cool. Oh, God bless.
Yeah, that's depressing. We gonna end on that note.
Yeah,
though. A sad note.
Yeah. Any listeners in Oklahoma, apologies.
Yeah.
For those in New York, keep living.
God's plan. Bless up. Scorpion June 2018.
KOD 420.
Yo.
That should be good.
Yeah.
We'll have some reactions for that.
Yeah, definitely got the. I'll send you the. We'll upload that on 420. I'll listen to it. But yeah, man, make sure you guys keep checking out the podcast. Check the YouTube page for full video clips of this episode and prior episodes. Keep rating, sharing, subscribing. We appreciate all the love and support. We're going to keep growing, keep doing this thing. We're on Spotify. Make sure you check us out there. Mm-hmm. Google Play, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts. Working on a website, so we should have that coming soon for you guys. Bunch of new shit, so just, you know, just stay tuned with us and keep following the wave. Till next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.